Today's daf is daf Nuntes. We're in the very top line of Nuntes Amun Aleph, the last word, Masiv. So what we were talking about up until now was some back and forth about the concept, the question of whether the Gidulayim from an Iker, if the bulb of the onion, for example, was us and then it were to grow, whether those Gidulim would be Mutter, and if they would be Mutter, would it be Mevatel, the Iker in the bottom. And we ended up concluding that only with respect to Shvius did we say that it's going to be batel because the karka is going to be mevatel, or we're talking after it's really metaher almost, that the karka is metaher, the iser, removes iser, since the whole source of the iser shvius comes from the karka, so the heter could come from the karka also. So you put the shvius back in and then it's going to be mevatel the iser. But with respect to other halachas, we said that wouldn't be the case. When it came to meiser, it came to kalayim, the iser did not come from the karka. It either came from zman or came from a mixture that putting it back in the karka would not be mevatel. So that was the conclusion.
Nothing is really
conclusion.
Practical to Odeh because there's no nedarim, right?
There are nedarim, but no one really does it.
But this is not. No, this was a whole different Indian.
This is the neder, you know, from that fruit or that vegetable, and then
no, but the whole Inyan yesterday was really, it's a good Inyan, because you want to know if you know, if it's mevatel,
it's not going to come up very likely in David's life, but
yeah, it's going to come tomorrow,
right?
Right,
and yeah. He's going to try to regrow his onions.
That's right.
Okay, so Gemara says, Meisi Rami Bar Chama. He asks the following question. Koneim peros ha'elu alai. He says that the following fruit that's in front of him are going to be usher to him. He takes another. Or he says, koneim hein alpi, they're going to be forbidden to my mouth. Koneim hein lufid, to my mouth. Another lashon, usher b'chilufein u'b'gidulein. We saw this already. It's a gemara above, that not only will the fruit be usher, but even any of the replacement items or any of the outgrowths from the fruit will be usher as well. But if he says, Shani ochel vashini toim, if I will eat, if I taste them, but he doesn't specify these fruit, mutter bechilufein ubigidulem, he can have the replacements, he can have any outgrowths. This was the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah qualified, saying, bedavar shezarakala, this is only a situation where the seed, the pit, is going to decompose, it won't remain. Ava bedavar shein zarakala, a situation where the zera won't be kala, it will remain, such as onions and the bulbs of the onions, then afilu gidulei gidulin asun. Then even the onions that grow, and then the onions that grow from the onions from the almonds, and they keep growing and growing more and more, since the bulb is still there intact, it's all going to be outgrowing, outflowing, flowing out from the bulb, and it will be asur. So this clearly says it's usher. So that's talking about Nedarim now. We've been talking about Shemitah. This is a kashif Nedarim. So at this point, I guess Rami Bar Chama thinks the halacha should be the same of the Nedarim to Shvius.
It's trying to prove that even though the growth is not Ali de Karka, you can still change it from head from Isur Leheter. So in
by
this case, in this...
In only this, when Zerah is Eino Kala, though.
Yeah, but it's not shvius. It's not that the land is metaherit. This is a case where the land is not metaherit, and you're still saying that you're allowed to have them.
Let's continue.
Okay, again, only if the zera is not kala. Our discussion was about zera kala or zera eno kala. We're talking about a case of zera kala, I thought, as a zera eno kala, where the bubble is still there, and by shvius it's usher. Rather, by shvius it's mutter. But other things, I thought we said it was usher. By Meiser, it's Usser.
So
this would be a proof that it would still be Usser, not a question.
So the discussion is going to be that it's still, through the Karka Metai.
But then the Dharma is not based on Karka. Then
even though if the...
Let's see the Ran. Let's do the Ran. So see the Ran? Two lines from the top. Meisiv Rami Bar Chama, Konim HaPeirus Ha'ilu Alai. The Rebbe Yanai Parach, Dharma Le'er, there's a Kashit Rebbe Yanai we saw 2 days ago, who says... Batzel shel truma shirabu gidulav al ikaro mutter. If you take an onion of truma and you replant it and it grows, he says it's going to be mutter. The alma svirle de chula gidulin, that all the gidulin afapish ani sun aide karka, even though it's not through the karka, it's through truma, malin es haikar. So this is going back to not what we said yesterday, but it's going back to previous sheets. Now this makes sense. According to Rabbi Yanai, he says, no, even when it's not Aide Karka, we said yesterday that only Aide Karka, only Shvius Aide Karka could be Metaher. Rabbi Yanai says, no, even by Truma, where it's not an Isser Karka, the Karka still will be Metaher. But this statement by Nadarim, which is also not about karka, says that it's not mitahir. The karka cannot be mitahir things that are not about karka. Nadarim is not about karka, and Truma is not about karka. So clearly the Mishnah says Nadarim, which is not about karka, cannot be mitahir. So to by Truma, by placing it back in the ground, it shouldn't be able to be mitahir through placing the karka. This is Akasha Turbiyana. So Gemara says, what's the answer? So Amar Rebbe Abba, shiny konmos. Konmos are different. They're more machmir than Shuma. Why? Ho'il v'ibay mitshal alayu have like kedavar sheishal matirin v'ein batal berov. So since konmos, since the dharma is something that a person could always go ask a shayla from a chacham or go to a tarsh, the dharma from three people, it could be undone. It's viewed as a davar sheishal matirin. Since it's a davar sheishal matirin, we don't apply bitl like we've been saying. Again, the classic example, Gemara Beta, you have a davar muksa, an egg that falls into a pile of eggs. We don't say it's bitl. We rather say wait till Shabbos Yontav is over and then it's mutter. Here too also, just ask a shayla from a chacham and undo the nether and don't apply bitl. That's why we're machmer by this case of the dharma that it's not going to be bitl. But by the case of Truma, where there's no Shayla to be asked, we'll see that in a second, that's not so true, but at this point there's no Shayla to be asked, you cannot undo Truma, so then we would apply Bittul, and the Karka, according to Biyana, the Karka is Metaher Truma. So, okay, again, we're going right now, we're working with an approach of Rabbi Yanai who goes against what we said yesterday. And just to make sure it's clear, yesterday we said only Shavis can be metahir through the karka. Nothing else can. Rabbi Yanai says, no, other things also, even things that are not karka related, such as Shuma, can also be metahir through the karka. So we're challenging Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says, no, you're right, in general, the karka can be metahir. Nedarim were machmir because it's considered davar sheish lamatirin, and we say, don't rely on bittul, ask Shela and undo the heter, undo the issa rather. Rabbi says, wait a second. You think only Nedarim has the thing? It is a din of Sheila, you could undo a nether? The Hare Truma, di bai mitzshel Allah batle. By Truma, the same halach is, you can ask a Sheila, you can undo. If I have my farm, and I collect all my peros, and I say, okay, I have 100 peros, 100 apples. I take two of them, 150. So I take two of them, which is the Beino Nushir, I give two of them to a Kohen. And now it's the Kohen, it's designated for Kohen, it's Truma. If I want, I could go to a chacham and he could undo that chuma, and everything's going to revert back to being tevel, and I have to retake chuma again. He can do that.
Even though you didn't take the apple back.
I guess probably when you didn't give it yet. If I designated, I set it aside as chuma. I said, you know what? I don't want to give these. Either they're too good, I want to keep them, or maybe they're not nice enough, I want to give him better fruit. You can ask a sheila from a chacham, he could undo it, and then you could take chuma another time. But yet, even though I'm able to undo a chuma, and it would be considered a davar sheyesh lamatirin, still we say batle berov. It's batle berov. We do apply bittul even though there's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. How do we know there's bittul berov by truma? So the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, and I assume Maseches Trumos, yes, sa'a truma timea shenafel pachos mimea chulin. Let's say I have some truma, a sa'a of truma, which became tamer. It fell into a vat of chulin. But there was not a 100-to-1 ratio. You need a 101 ratio to be mevatel truma. This was less. This was 99-to-1, let's say. So it didn't have enough to be mevatel. Tirkov, I have to let it rot. There's nothing I can do about it. There's no bittel. I can't give it to a kohen because a kohen can't eat from it because it's tameh. So I'm not sure why you can't burn it. You can't truma tameh. You could burn, but we'll see if they sure talk about that. So I can't. There's no bittel if it's less than 100. So, but the implication from the mission is ha lemeya, but it falls to 100. Apples of chulin, then tala, then I can say bittul and I could eat it. The chori probably give it to a kohen to eat. So we see that bittul applies to truma, even though truma is considered davar sheish lamatirin. We said above we didn't allow nedarim to be bittul. You can't take something that's a neder and plant it and apply bittul through the karka because nedarim is something that's davar sheish lamatirin. We don't apply bittul to davar sheish lamatirin. So how come by truma does Rabbi Yanai think you can take truma, plant it, regrow it, and apply bittul? Truma is also a davar sheish lamatirin, yet we still apply bittul by the case of Rabbi Yanai, and we apply bittul to the case of truma when it falls into chulin. That's the kasha. So let's just, before we get to the answer, Let's actually get the answer first, then we'll fill in some of the rounds. So he asks your question, Tav. Basically, what you were pointing out, David, the situation here is when this bitta applies, says Gemara, Amri b'truma b'yad kohen askinan delomati mitzvah ala. Talking about where I gave the kohen, the truma, to the kohen already. Once I give it to the kohen, then I can no longer ask a shayla. Ein hachanami, if I still have it in my possession, I designated it as truma, I didn't give it yet, then I can ask a shayla, then you would not apply bitta. But once you gave it to the kohen already, where I can't undo it, it's already done, and then it falls into a thing of chulin. Or if the kohen decides to replant it, then you would apply bittul there because it would not be considered davar sheish matir anymore. Once the farmer gives it over, you cannot ask a shayla on it.
Here it says that even though truma you can burn it, the chachamim made a takana that you shouldn't because they might come to eat it.
Okay, so they point this out. Because the rice you can.
Yeah.
The Ran
says, okay, where's that Ran? Because I want to see that.
Tirkov.
Okay, the Ran says, Tirkov. He cannot eat it anymore. We don't permit him to burn it. We're concerned he might eat from it. I wonder, is that takala? I don't remember the Gemara there. Is that takala by any case or only when it gets mixed with chulin?
It seems from here that it's lechatchila, meaning that even if it's not.
Shumi comes tame.
Here it says. ואף על פי שמותר לכהנים להנות מתרומת טמאה בדרך שריפה, כגון להפסיק להסקה או למאור, בדבר האסור משום תערובת תרומת טמאה, החמירו חכמים ואסרו את אף הנאה זו, משום שחששו שמא יבואו לאכול ממנו. Right, so you know it's... If it's תערובת תרומה...
Right, but regular תרומת טמאה, you're allowed to burn it.
Yeah, but regular, yeah, once it's...
Because it would be strange for them to be oaking an entire din of deraisa like that.
Right.
It happens, but... Okay. Okay. So Gemara now says, Ihachi, if that's the case, we're talking about a situation where the farmer gave this truma to the kohen already, and he therefore can no longer ask a sheila undo it. Ihachi asks the Gemara, Eim a seifa, look at the seifa. Im haisa Torah timacher lekohen... So if it's tahora, if the truma tahora is the mission again in Chumos, if the truma tahora falls into a vat of chulin, sell it to a kohen. So what do we see from all this? That we didn't give it to. We're not talking about a situation where it was given to the kohen yet. We're talking about before it got to a kohen, and we're that's again proven from the sefer that if it's tahora that falls in, sell it to the kohen. So we can't be mokim the mishnah of truma that's where the kohen already gave it. And that's why bittul could be applied. We're talking about before it was given to the kohen, and yet we could still apply bittul before the kohen got it. We could still apply bittul even though it's a davar sheish matir, and even though you could ask a shayla on the truma. So we see there is bittul before it gets to the kohen's hand. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? Ella, we're talking about a situation of the Yisrael shenaflu lo mi beis avi imo kohen askinan. So we're talking about a situation where the Yisrael, with a farmer, mother's father was a kohen. So the grandfather, right, his maternal grandfather was a kohen. So the grandfather's a kohen, and he had truma in his possession. And then he had died, the grandfather, and through Yerusha, it went down to his grandson. So now the grandson is zoche to truma. Not his own truma from his farm, but the truma that he received as Yerusha from his grandfather. So how does that help us out? So if you look, let's see at the... Is there a Ran here? Let's see, is there a Mefarish? No, there's no Mefarish, but I guess the idea would be that we're talking about a situation where you can ask a Sheila on this. You can ask a Sheila.
No.
You cannot, so how is that? You cannot ask a Sheila on it. Since again, it was given to the grandfather as a Kohen and passed down to the grandfather. You can't ask a shayla anymore. It's already done. The truma is done. That's why there is bittul. But you could still work with the second half of the mission about selling it to the kohen. Yisrael now, he owns it. He can't eat it, even though he inherited it. He can't eat it truma. But he has rights to sell the truma to another kohen and make money off this. That's the case.
He can actually not take it back anymore because he already gave it to a kohen.
Right.
And the Yisrael can sell it to a kohen because it's not his.
Exactly.
Because it's something he's not a kohen.
Exactly. He's not
a little bit of a...
But the Gemara does have this case a lot, but Avi Ha'im is the Kohen. They talk about this in a number of places.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're saying really that, right, that the reason why he can why he cannot what point are we now that he cannot
he cannot ask a sheila, but he can sell it.
He cannot ask a sheila. Well, right. When he cannot ask a sheila.
Right.
I would say that he cannot ask a sheila because he already gave it to a Cohen. That's why.
Correct.
But if you wouldn't have given it to a Cohen, you can ask a sheila.
Exactly.
So that's doche the pshat from.
So that explains why the chuma there will be bittel to chuma. Because it's not in this case, it's not a davar sheish l'matirin, but in general, before it ever gets to the hand of the kohen, one could ask a sheila,
right.
And therefore chuma would be a davar sheish l'matirin, and then there would not be bittel.
Right.
It would be consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yanai.
So we still have the contradiction between Rabbi Yanai and our Mishnah.
Everything's consistent. Rabbi Yanai says.
No, because Rabbi Yanai says that.
Normally there is bittel.
We say she'ino kala. If it's she'ino kala, that there is no. It doesn't get.
Right. Normally there is bittel. Only by nedarim we say there is no bittel because nedarim is davar sheish l'matirin.
Okay, so that's it, right? Okay.
And depending on it's not. And when Rabbi Yana says chuma is bittel, it's not all chumas. It depends on the case whether the sheila is relevant or not relevant. If you can ask a sheila, then there's no bittel. If you cannot ask a sheila anymore, it's already done, then there is bittel. That's the principle.
Right, so now we answer. Okay.
So the Gemara says, wait a second, if we're talking about a situation where right now it's the Yisrael, shenaflu lo chuma mi beis avi imo, Kohen, that the grandson, the Yisrael, received a chuma from his grandfather, the Kohen, he cannot ask a sheila because the chuma was already given to a Kohen, it's done, but he may sell it to a Kohen because he can't eat it. So asks the Gemara, v'ha, katani, doesn't it say in the Sefer, I guess a later, another Sefer of the Mishnah, Timachel Kohen chutz midbei also sah. You could sell to the Kohen except for that sah of chuma that fell in there. So let's say I have 100 apples and let's say 99 apples and one chuma falls in here, chuma tmei falls in here. I could sell 99. I cannot sell the 100th apple because it's chuma tmei. I can only sell 99 of them. So what's the problem here? Why can you not sell the other one? So the Ron explains this is around 10 down lines up.
One is for sure true.
So why can you sell it though?
No, you can. It's just that the money that you cannot use, I think.
I think the halacha is that if you can only sell chuma if you own the chuma. If I'm a farmer, I don't own it. I have a right to give it. I've told her not to give it away. I can't be mafresh my chuma and say, you know what? I'm going to give it to whichever coin is going to pay me the most money. I can't do that. I need to give it to a coin. It's a free gift. The only time you're allowed to sell chuma is if you give it as an ownership. You own it now. So the example is the grandson now owns it because he inherited it from his grandfather. Now that he owns it, he's no obligation to give it to a Kohen. It was already given to a Kohen. The mitzvah is done. He could just let it sit there if he wants. But now he does have the right to sell it, that chuma itself. He has the right to sell the chuma. So the Mishnah says, if this happens, the chuma falls into the vat of chulin, he cannot sell the chuma. That one apple he can't sell.
Right.
Tells us that this is before it was ever given to a Kohen. We're not allowed to sell chuma yet. Our okimta was that no, it was after the chuma was given, and then went to the Kohen and eventually down to the grandson, he would have the rights to sell this actual chuma. But our Mishnah says you cannot sell the actual chuma, you can only sell the chulin. That tells us it's not talking about the case we just said to us. So the Gemara says, Ella Ema, so let's say as follows. We're going back to square one. Question being, Rabbi Yanai says you take chuma. Now you're. Yeah?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Kad, we're going back to square one now. Rabbi Yanai says you could take chuma, plant it, and that's going to be mevatel the chuma. But nedarim, we said that if you plant it, it won't be mevatel. So what's the answer? So the Gemara says, Ella bish ema bishma kon mos. I understand by nedarim mitzvah lit shulei alehen. Yishim de Rinasan, there's a mitzvah. This is something we alluded to, I think, a couple of days ago. There's actually a mitzvah to have a sheila, to have a taras nedarim done to nedarim. Why? The Rabbi Nasan, Adama Rabbi Nasan, call another kilu bana bama. That Rabbi Nasan holds that making a nether is like building a bama. And fulfilling the nether is as if you're being makter on a bama, which is not a good thing. There's only 14 years in Jewish history where bamas were permitted. Those are the 14 years during conquering of Eretz Yisrael. They had no station place. The Mishkan was all over the place. Everyone had their own personal bama in their backyard.
Also,
so during this
between Shiloh and Be- Hamikdash after that was. When they destroyed Shiloh.
They had one place of Obama. There's one center. It wasn't personal Obamas, but you're right. There's, but they typically refer to the 14 years of Heter Obamas.
I think even then there was the Heter Obamas.
Yeah?
No, I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong. But there was a very limited time of when Obamas were permitted. So during those times, so that was the only time it was permitted, it was a good thing. But after that point, or before that point, if you were to make a Obama and to be makir in Obama, it would be bad. So, says Rabbi Nassan, making a nether is like building a Obama. Why that is, that requires explanation. And fulfilling a nether is like being makir in Obama. So according to Rabbi Nassan, it's better to do have a sheila, to do a hatar sadarim, to undo the nether, is a mitzvah. So that's why, by Konmoth, it's viewed as a davar sheish lamatirin, because we really encourage a person to take the heter out. So it's a davar sheish lamatirin, and therefore there's no bittul. When it comes to truma, says the Gemara, truma, my mitzvah li shulela. There's no mitzvah at all. The mitzvah is to give the truma, not to undo the truma. So therefore, even though in theory one's allowed to do a sheila and a truma, it's not something that's encouraged, it's not a mitzvah, and therefore we do not view it, we don't classify it as a davar sheish lamatirin, and since it's not a davar sheish lamatirin, we would apply bittul to truma, and that answers the shaila of why Rabbi Yana says if you plant truma, it's going to be batel. That's why if truma falls into a vat chulun, it will be batel even before it ever gets to the hands of a kohen. I'm just looking around here if there's anything interesting on the side. Okay, I'm not seeing anything. Okay. The Gemara now says Gufa. A few lines up from the bottom. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Litra B'Tzelem. We're going back to what we saw yesterday's daf. A Litra B'Tzelem, you have a certain amount of onions. Shetikna, the Zara, you had fixed it and you had planted it. Mis Aseres Lefi Kula. You have to take Miser according to the full amount of what actually grew. Even though you started with one Litra and it, when you grew it, it grew to 10 litra, you have to take based on the results of the 10 litra, not based on the 1 litra that was planted in the first place. I think that's what it's referring to. Right, so let's look at the Rashi, the Ran here. The Ran says three wide lines down, Gufa, litra, betzem, shetikna, vizara, kolomar, shehifrish, kol masrosa. Tikna means you fixed, you took meiser. So let's say I have 10 litra, 10 onions. I take one of them for meiser. I have 9 now. I now plant these 9, and it grows to, let's say, I don't know, 90. So says the Ran, Misaseres lefi kulo, velo lefi gidula bevad, yonko, based on only the actual growths, dasa gidulam vimvali ikalagamre. And therefore, you have to even include the bulbs that was replanted. Even though I fix everything, even though the 9 I have left over were all good and no longer tevel, once I replanted and additional things grow, I need to take into account those initial bulbs as well when counting my miser. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rabba was sitting the Kamer Lashmaisi, he was saying over this halacha, Amalei Rav Chista says, Man Seis Lecha V'Leb Yochanan Rabcha. Who's going to listen to you? Who's going to listen to your Rebbe of Yochanan? Where did the heter go? These 9 litra, these 9 onions rather, that I had planted, it lost its heter, now it becomes the dover, it becomes the dover tevel, where did the heter fly to? Says the Ran to explain this kasha, the Ran says, the last Ran on the page, where did the heter of the litra go? Just because I replanted it, lost the heter? Near Beinai, the Hachi Makshin. The Ran explained that I think the question is as follows. Afilu tema de gidulin shel heter, mevalin ikar shel iser. Even though I would say, this is the opposite, this is the reverse. Up until now, we were discussing where the bulb was aser, and all the gidulim are mutter, the gidulim are going to be mevatel the ikar iser. That was by when the ikar was iser. Hasim hainu tema there, because mishum dechemin shirabu gidulav al ikaro, nimtu shekisha ochel enum toim tam ha iser klap. When you eat the onions, you're not tasting any of the iser. The iser is batil in the gidulim, which are mutter. Hilkach, therefore, over there, afa pisha iser shabo mura besocho, even though the ikar iser is still mixed among the onions, velo azale didn't go anywhere, la'al mashar is permitted because it's bitil the tam. Aval here, says the Ran, gabi meiser, kevin de lafi cheshbon, according to the numbers, the calculations, hatevel, chayv rachman al asure, hacha amai mis aseres lafi kulo. So he's just saying, when it comes to mice, it's all depending on numbers and calculations. You can't be mevatel the davar heter here. all you want is numbers here. The numbers are still there. It's not about taste. Not about taste here at all. It's about the chiv of numbers. How many fruit do I actually have? So you can't apply bittul in numbers and calculations. Only by yisrum do you apply bittul, but not in terms of numbers. So you can't add numbers. You can't take some heter and add it into tevel. That's his question. Yeah, clear? Okay. You think something?
This seems to say that he just doesn't hold this principle at all.
He didn't apply bittul at all.
He doesn't have to. They're around. The distinction is very extreme. The distinction, like why? Because you do 1/100, therefore don't say bittul.
Right. Bittul could apply to quantitative things as well. I assume there's a lot to say here. But yeah, I guess you're right. The Rin point, as Tosa says, the Shaila, there's no distinction between what's being mevatel. Tosa says the Gemara right now assumes there's no bittul. There's no bittul when you regrow things at all. There's no bittul by Meiser, there's no bittul by Truma, there's no bittul across the board. So he says, who's going to listen to you that if you take Meiser, or you take non-tevel foods, you put it back in, and it regrows, you have to take Meiser again on that which had been replanted? It was very, very hard to say that. That's what the Tosfos understands the Kasha. The Ran says there's a difference. Bittul doesn't apply to quantitative things. So what's the answer? So Gemara says the last two lines of the page here, Amar Lei. So the response back is, Milo Tanan de Chavasa, is there not a Mishnah that says, B'tselem she'yardu aleim kishamim v'tzimchu, if you have onions and it started to rain on the onions, and then the onions started to grow and grow, Im hayu alin shalhen shchorin asurin, we saw this already yesterday. If the leaves begin to blacken or become brown, they're asur, because that means that they're being grown this time of the year in Shemitah, right? If it was replanted in Shemitah and it started to the shell started to get brown, that tells us it's nourishing itself from the karka, it becomes a shvius onion, which is dinin shvius. But hariku, if the shell, the outer crust of the onion is green only, then they're actually going to be mutter, because that means they weren't being nourished from the ground. So Gemara asks, v'chi shchorin, am I asurin? Wait a second. I have an onion that's mutter. It was an onion that was grown from the sixth year. I now replant it in the seventh year. And then it starts to brown and blacken the outside because of the rain. V'chi shchorin, am I asurin? Why is it asur? I should say, the onion itself, the ikar bulb, where did the heter go? Suddenly, because it was replanted, it loses its iser. But yet we still see that, yes, you can take something mutter and plant it, and it will turn into something aser. So to buy the previous case, I could take the mice, the litra of mitzalim that was tithed already, which is mutter. And yes, if I replant it and it regrows, it will become tevel. You can have heter turning into iser. It's not a problem at all. So Gemara says, wait a second, that's not so much of a kasha. The response is, Amulei misfaras al ikir katani, atoseves katani asurin. Wait a second. The case of the onion, the sixth year onion that was replanted during the seventh year, and then it started to regrow, and we said it was asur, if the leaves become black, it becomes asur. We weren't talking about the initial onion, the initial bulb. That initial bulb stays mutter. We're talking about all the additional onions that grow from it, which end up growing during Shavuos and become brown and black, those will be Aser. The Tosefes is Aser, but the actual Iker is still Mutter. So if the Iker is Mutter, we cannot turn Heter into Iser. So back to the question beforehand. How then, by the case of the non-Tevel, the non-Meiser, Betim, which I regrew, how could we ever suggest you have to take Meiser on those onions as well? Those were Mutter. Where do the Heter ever go? All right, sorry if it's confusing. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. If we're referring to only the Tosefes of the onions, only the Tosefes of the onions are Aser, but the actual Iker of the onions are still Mutter, Ihachi asks the Gemara four lines down, My Aser, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lememar. What's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel coming to tell us? The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hagadel b'chiv chayiv, Hagadel b'pater pater. So, what's it saying? Let's see if we could get a... there's no Ron here. So the Mefarish says, the Mefarish two lines down from the top, he says, Hagadol b'chiv, that which grows in Chiv, which is b'shvius, chai b'bir. If something grows during the Shemitah year, it has all the dinim, and there's a din of beer when the time comes. Hagadol b'pater, something that grows in pater, d'zehu ha'ikra hagadol b'shish, is that which grows in the sixth year, pater, ha'chanami kamar tana kama v'chule. So what's it saying here? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is coming to seemingly argue. So again, if we're talking about a situation where you took an onion from the sixth year, which is mutter, you regrow it, you replant it in the seventh year, and now it grows more and more. We say it's aser, but the Gemara says, what's aser? The gidulim are aser, but the ikr bulb is still mutter, because the bulb itself is the sixth year onion. So if that's the case, only Tosef is aser. The Gemara says, what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel coming to add on? He says again, Ihachi my, let's read the Gemara again, four lines down, Ihachi my aser Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lemeimar, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Hagadol b'chiv chayev, Hagadol b'pater pater. That which goes during the seventh year, which is the Tosefes, is aser. That which grew in the sixth year, which is the bulb, which is pater. But Tanakama nam Ihachi amar. That's what the Tanakama just says. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel seems to be arguing on the Tanakama. The Tanakama is one who distinguishes, according to our understanding right now, who distinguishes between the Tosefes is Aser, but the Ikar bulb is really Mutter, because it's the sixth year. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is repeating the same exact thing as the Tanakama. The fact that he repeats it tells us that it can't be that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying the same thing as Tanakama. We misunderstood it. We have to go back to the beginning. And where it says, no, don't go back. What it's telling us is, Kula Masnisin Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Katanila. The whole Mishnah was authored by Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He is the Tanakama. He is the one who says that which grows during the seventh year, meaning the Tosefes, is Aser, but that which grew in the sixth year, namely the Ikar, the bulb, is actually going to be Mutter. And that's how we explain all of this. Okay. So what we're saying right now, we still have the question to answer with, though. We still have the question, when it comes to the onions of Shvius, we say the Ikar bulb, which is grown in the sixth year, even though you're replanting it in the seventh year, that Ikar bulb still stays Mutter. But why by the case of the Meiser? I have these tithed fruits, which are now Chulin, and I replant them, then we say there is a new Chiv Meiser. Why is that case of Meiser changing? It loses its Heter by the Meiser case, but by Shvius it doesn't lose its Heter. That's the shah that we're still dealing with. So the Gemara says, V'adkan, continuing, V'adkan lo shemaslei the Rabban Shimon Gamliel de lo katarich. We only heard this about Rabban Shimon Gamliel because there's no tirch involved. We'll explain what this means in a moment. Avahecha de katarich batil barov. But when there's tircha, there will be a bitil barov. So what's going on? So let's look at the Ran. The Ran, four narrow lines down. Ad kan lo shemasa le Rabban Shimon Gamliel ela lehecha de lo tarich. Kolomar, in other words, af agav de lo matzino le meimar siyata mehach mikomakom lo kashali. Even though we cannot bring a support, it still doesn't serve as a kasha. Why? Din nehi de hach amrinan de gidulin lo mevalik or legamre. Granted that here the gidulim of Shvius are not going to mevatel the ikar onion, and it will still be mutter the ikar at least. It's only when a person's not attempting, not putting effort into being mevatel it. But heicha the katarich kihacha, the litcha b'tzelim shazara b'karka also gidulim mevatlin ikar legamer. But here, where there's tircha involved, then the b'tzelim that are being replanted, the gidulim will come and be mevatel the ikar legamer. I'm not understanding this distinction. What he's saying, again, it sounds like there's a kanas of some sort, but there's a tosfos here to look at. Let's look at the tosfos. Everyone's very quiet today. I hope it doesn't mean that everyone's having a hard time with this.
Long stuff.
Okay, let's see.
Okay,
So if you look at, you see the Tosfos, it's the middle Tosfos here. It's a long Dibur Maschil. It's Hachi Garsinan Kula Masisin Rogam Leo Katanilei. There's parentheses and it says Ad Kan Lo Shmasle the Rogam Leo De Lo Tarach Aval Tarach Batul Barov. That's the Dibur Maschil, and then Tosfos says Kach Heishiv Lo Rabba. Rabba answers as follows: the Sfir Lei the Heter Paka, that the Heter had been removed by the Meiser case. Even though Rabbi Gamliel says, even though by Shvius the Iker bulb remains mutter, he agreed by the case of Meiser, if you take something that's mutter, already had the Meiser taken, and you regrow it, replant it, it will lose its heter. Why? When it comes to the case of Shvius, we're talking about a situation where the rain, it fell, the rain fell on the onions and it grew on its own. I had no involvement. It happened completely on its own, mimela. Hilkach lo chashiv the batel hikr. It's not chashiv enough to be mevat of the ikr. Aval bebatel the tarach begidulin. But the case of the Meisher case, where the farmer is working hard to replant these fruits, vechshivam, and he's being machshivit, mevalinis ikr. So only something that's chashiv can be mevatel the ikr. Something that's not chashiv cannot be mevatel the ikr. But the case of Shemitah, I, the farmer, I never replanted the onions. It grew on its own, because that's what happens. You leave an onion out and it starts to rain. It's going to grow and grow and grow. So since I never was machshivit, the new onions are not chashiv to be mevatel the initial source. But the case of the meiser, where I took my fruits which no longer have meiser on it, it's permitted to be eaten. I regrow them, then, since I have the intention of regrowing it, that gives chashivas to the new gidulam. Since it's chashivas to the new gidulam, they have the ability to be mevata the ikr, even though the ikr was mutter, has the ability to mevata that ikr davar heter.
You could see it the other way also. You could say that the fact that he actually took something that was mutter at that moment and planted it at that moment, it has the chashivas of that moment and not of Shvi's.
Right, but I guess the point that since he wanted to...
The Svara can go either way.
No, I don't see that going the other way, because when you take it and plant it and you're putting it back in the ground, you're being mevatel this. You don't care so much for the actual fruit, you care about what grows from it. So the outgrowths become the ikr and more chashiv than the actual source. I don't see the other way around how planting it's going to give chashivas to the ikr.
And the other way around, what is it?
The other way around is I had onions that were just lying around outside. And then it started to rain. And when it rains and it gets very moist, the onions begin to grow on its own. I wasn't involved in those gidulim. Since I wasn't involved, it happened just by nature. There's no chashivas given to those gidulim, the added gidulim, which would have the ability to be mevatel. They're not chashiv to be mevatel, the initial ikr, the initial bulb.
I'm not sure if you have to say you never planted it, but you just didn't.
Water.
Because it did sound like, I mean, when we saw this price yesterday, whatever it was, Pitzal and Shiro Dolem Gishom. I guess you're saying Pitzal and Shiro Dolem Gishom is simple as that they were just out and they.
Right, that's what I thought, out. Right.
Because I guess when we saw that yesterday, I understood that you planted it, and it depends like when exactly it grew. You're saying no, it's just outside.
That's what I thought. Okay. So that's why, again, there's a distinction between Shvius and Meiser. Again, by the case of Meiser, if you take it and replant it, you're showing Chashivus to the Gidulein, you're Tarachin it, and therefore there will be Bittel of the Davar Heter. The case of Shvius, where it grows on its own, there's no Chashivus to the Gidulein, and it will not be Mevatel of the Iker, which was Davar Heter, it still remains Mutter. Gemara says, wait a second, is this true? V'chalheicha deka tarech batel beruba? Whenever I'm being tarech in something, in the case of the Meiser, tarech with the betelim, I replanted them, we will apply bitel, because now the gidulim are chashiv, the bitel will apply. V'harei litra Meiser tevel deka tarech. Let I have a litra Meiser, wait, Meiser tevel. It's a Meiser or it's a tevel? Let's see. I think the gears of the round is simply Meiser, not Meiser Tevel. What does it say here in the Masifta?
It's literal Meiser Tevel, she's Arabic Karka, Shishus, Vishvifa Vishvis,
The Maaser Rishon, that's still Tevel for Trumas Maaser. In that case, I, the Levi, I receive my Maaser Rishon, but still Tevel with respect to me eating it, because I need to take my Trumas Maaser, I need to take a tenth of the tenth. So that case, so that's Maaser Tevel. So if I have a literature of Maaser Tevel, the Katarach, that I'm being Tarech, and I'm taking it, I'm going to replant it, yet Katani, V'osam Litra Maaser Alav, Mi Makom Acher, Lefi Cheshbon. So that literally, I have an obligation. Again, the case was that I've the David, the farmer, was had 100 apples, gave me 10 of them. That was the miser. I have an obligation to give one of these 10 to a Kohen as Trumas Miser. I don't give it to him. Instead, I take all 10 and I plant them, plant all 10 of them, and then they grow to 100. So now I have 100. So what's my obligation of the Trumas Miser that's still there? So I have to still, I owe one apple to the Kohen, but now since they all regrew, I can't take apple from this year. For my last year's obligations, I need to take him from other fruits. So what do we say here? We don't say there's bittul here. We don't say that there should be bittul. I should be able to be mevatel my chiyuv trumas maaser by me replanting these things. I'm giving chashivus to the gidulim now. These gidulim should be mevatel the initial ikur, initial chiyuv trumas maaser. But we don't apply bittul when I'm katarach in something. And the Gemara says shiny gavi maaser. Maaser is different. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says aser taser. What's double lashon aser taser? The heter zari inchi, isur lo zari inchi. So let's see what the Ran explains here. There's a decent sized Ran here. The Ran says four wide lines down. Shiny gavi maaser damar kra aser taser. It's called tefuah zarecha. The heter zari inish, the isur lo zari inish. The pasuk says implies that only something davar mutter a person can plant, but something that's not mutter, something that's aser, one may not plant. Meaning kolomar, kolomar rachman amar. The Torah says daaf zarecha. Shizaras shumetukan kvar tach sevetiaser debatulei ikar legavi gidulim. Even the zera, even the fruits that you already planted, which is already fixed, it already kvar tach already returns back, and you should take meiser debatulei ikar legavi gidulim. It's batel with respect to the things that grew from this. Meaning, umidechsiv zarecha mashba dafka dehetera dehachi archay deinshi. Only sign that's mutter did someone plant, and that's what people normally do. Only if something is mutter can that be mevatel the ikr. But if I have something that's aser, it's not called my zera, it's not darecha. I still owe something to the Kohen. It's not mine. The lo zari inish. People don't plant someone else's zera. The chumas meiser, the Kohen zera. I don't plant. Hilkach mizarecha mashma di bi isura lo asi gidulein umvatlen ikr. So if this is the source that the gidulein is mevatel the davar ikr, that's only true when it's zarecha, when I own it. When I don't own the zarecha, in this case I owe the Kohen, then we cannot apply the din of bittul here. Okay? Yeah, good?
By Trumas
Maaser,
it's not.
But Trumas Maaser, since it's not zarecha, because I don't have full ownership of it, I still owe the Kohen, we cannot apply the din of bittul, which is learned out from this pasuk of Aser Taser. Okay, should we continue? Should I get to the end of the paragraph? Okay. There's one.
Yeah.
It's about 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Gemara says, the end of the last three lines of the page. Gufa, Amar Bichanina, Tirta, Amar Bichanai. A batzel shel truma, an onion that was of truma, shenatu, they planted, v'rabu gidula v'alikaro, and ended up growing a lot more so than the Iker Davar Chuma. Mutter, it's Mutter, because similarly we'll apply the din of Bittul here. Okay. So Gemara says, wait a second. The Maimer, is this to say, the Gidule Heter Malinus Isser? Is this to say that when the Gidulim are Mutter, they're going to be Mevatel the Isser, the Chuma that's initially there? That's not, but doesn't the Mishnah say otherwise? The Mishnah tells us, Gidule Chuma Chuma, that which grows from Chuma is Chuma itself. If I take Chuma and I plant it, any of the Gidulem will have the din of Chuma as well. I think you were saying this a little while ago, Rick. When you take Chuma, the Mishnah tells us, you take Chuma, you plant it, and it grows, that's all Chuma now. It's all the one and the same thing. How come here, how can Rihanna say that if you take Chuma and you plant it, that which grows is going to be Mutter, not Chuma, and be Mevatel the Chuma? We have a clear Mishnah that says in Masechet Chuma that no, when you plant Chuma, it still remains Shuma, and all the Gidulim are Shuma. And the Gemara says, "V'gidule gidulim karinan." We're talking about the outgrowths of the outgrowths. Meaning, if I take actual truma and plant it, and it grows, that first level of gidulim has a din of truma. But let's say I take the giduleim of truma, and now I replant the giduleim, and then there's giduleim of those, that would actually not be truma anymore. So Rabbi Yana is referring to not truma, that you plant truma, and then the heter is grown. He's talking about taking gidule truma, planting gidule truma, and then there's gidulim of that, those second gidulim will be mutter and be mevatel, the initial ikr, which is only gidule truma.
So it does a question. I'm just trying to understand. Wait, when you plant an onion, what happens then? You put a full onion, that's how they do it, and then the small onions that come around it, and is that what it is?
I think so. Yeah, you ever see... You ever have like an onion, you don't seem like much of a cook yourself, but let's say sometimes there's an old onion in the bottom of the drawer in the refrigerator, and it begins to like grow these little like stems out of them.
And then those at the end have more onions?
That's what I think. And anyone could confirm that or reject that?
Wikipedia.
Right. I'm pretty sure that's
what... Because that would be the only answer, otherwise...
Hey, you checked already!
Yeah, but I couldn't find it, I didn't want to waste the time.
So that's what you're busy doing, David, no?
No, I was
trying to look at that, but it doesn't soup, really. I don't understand the concept of it.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. When you plant it, it just multiplies.
All right.
Find that YouTube video of like a fast forward version of how it grows.
Yeah. But anyways, it shows like this, but I think this is not.
All right, those are stems, right? And then eventually, right. At the end, another bulb is going to. That's what I guessed. Yeah. Let's see. Does it show a bulb at the end of the stems, or no? Just has like the green stem. That's what happens like in the refrigerator. I never saw it like that long, but eventually, I imagine there are more bulbs. This is our onions with the little hair sticking up. Right. So I imagine at the end there's gonna be another bulb. But.
No, I think this is already
or many more bulbs.
Yeah.
Meaning no.
So there are two. There are onion seeds also, though, apparently.
I'm sorry?
There are onion seeds or onion bulbs. You can do either one.
Onion seeds, yeah. Onions have seeds. Okay. Fine. Let's finish the end of the parak, though. So, again, truma is obviously aser. If you grow truma, the gidule truma have the same status as actual truma. But gidulim of truma are no longer truma anymore. They're chulin. And the Gemara, three lines down on Samach Amun Aleph, brings a proof. Honami Tanina. This is a mission that clearly says this. Gidule gidulim are chulin. So that's probably more of a question. Where says, wait a second. We already have a mission. What's the chiddush here? We already have the chiddush. What's Rabbi Yana telling us? Is Rabbi Yana telling us a chiddush that gidule gidulim of truma is really chulin?
When we're talking about gidulim, are we talking about the leaf? On top, we're talking even about the new onion.
I assumed the new onion that grew.
Beika. So you would say that, let's say, which is interesting because let's say you have an onion, and then you say that the gidulim are truma already.
Okay.
Once that gidul is truma, why would you say that the next gidul is not truma?
So obviously there must be
it's
devalued. We don't know how. Right. But are there any nafka minas of how you treat the truma?
It's like very strange because I don't know. Like to me, how once you're talking about an onion and the next gizul is already truma, then you put it back and you say, now this is the second generation
right.
And the third generation and
you have to
keep track of the.
No, then the question is different.
All right, that one.
Right. I hear, but exactly. It could be, you read it there, so it could, we have concepts in the Mitzri, right. Sheni, Mitzri Rishon, Mitzri Sheni, Mitzri Shlish is already Mutter. So you can have a certain drop off. So anyway, so Rabbi Yana is in essence teaching us this klal that we learn in the Mishnah. He's teaching us that Gidule Gidulim are Chulin, actually. So that's in the first Mishnah. What's he coming to add? So the Gemara says, Hakamashman, this comes to teach us, Afilu Badavar Shein Zarakala. Even by something where the initial pit, the initial seed are not kala, it's still there, one would still apply gidule gidule. I mean, you would have thought, if the ikr is still intact, then the gidulim are truma, and even the gedulei gedulim should be truma because the ikar is still, the bulb is still there. It's still coming from the same source. So view it as all one long gedulim. Kamashvan, even in that case where the initial bulb has not decomposed, it's still there, strong and well, we will apply the din of gedulei gedulim are going to be chulim. And that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yana. But the hot time, but doesn't the Mishnah tell us that tevel gidulav mutarim? That when it comes to tevel, if I take tevel and I plant it and it grows, it's actually going to be mutar. That's bedavar shezar kala. That's only when the initial ikar decomposes. So let's say I take an apple. An apple is tevel. I never took meiser. And I planted the pit. And then a tree grew. And that pit was decomposed. That fruit tree is actually going to be mutar because there's no ikar. Aval, but if it comes to a situation where the davar shein zar kala, whereby the onion, the bulb is still there, then gidule gidulim are going to be asurin. Against what Rabbi Yana says. Again, we're suggesting Rabbi Yana is being mechadishas. Okay, the Mishnah says, gidule gidulim are mutar. Rabbi Yana says the same thing. What's his chiddush? We're saying his chiddush is even when the ikar is still there, even when the bulb's there, we'll say gidule gidulim are going to be mutar, chulim. We have a foolish Mishnah elsewhere that says, by tevel, that's not true. Gidule gidulim of tevel are still going to be tevel, even if the in a situation where the zera is still there. So the Gemara says, Ribu dirabu gidulim alikaru mutar kamashwan. What's this telling us now? The answer is, where's the Ron here? Ron's on the previous page. Look at Amin Beis now. Nun Testament Beis, the last Ron there. Six lines up, the Ron says, Pasam de lo rabu gidulav al ikaro, hachal de rabu gidulam al ikaro. Kolomar. Kiam rinan gavi tevel, when we say by tevel, gidule gidulam are still asurin, Mairi bishlo rabu gidulav gidulam al ikar, dainu gidulam. Meaning, that didn't grow. The second levels of growing didn't grow that much over the first level of growings. Avahalcha here, the case of Gavi Batzel, Shalchuma, Mari Kigon Shirabu, Gidul of Gidulum al Gidulum. It is a situation where the Gidul of Gidulum did overwhelm the Gidulum, and that's a difference.
I would think differently.
Okay. Hajin Alach, I know the Mayor.
It's like Napar, not. It's like there's Bittel and then there's double Bittel.
I would say.
Maybe something like that, yeah.
In Zerah Shenochale, for example, I don't know. I would.